Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something awakens imagination, empowers storytellers, and connects the Missoula community through the transformative power of personal storytelling. It is a celebration of each other, our stories, and how we move through the world together. All of the stories that tell us something are true. Stories last for 10 minutes and are told from memory. Everyone is welcome to tell a story. The Missoula community comes together for a night of true stories, shared live, focused on a theme. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on June 9th, 2015 at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. Eight storytellers shared their true story based upon the theme, Oops, I Changed My Mind. Today's story comes to us from Kelly Buma and is titled Serendipity Missoula. Thanks for listening.
Okay. It's really hard to see up here. So my parents were here a few weeks ago, and I was telling them about this event, and they said, I told them about the theme, and they're like, did they choose that for you? Because I'm notorious for changing my mind. I'll give you a few examples. When I was little, I changed my outfit 4 times a day on average when I was really little. I wasn't sure if I wanted to be a tomboy or wear really pretty dresses and cheerleading outfits, so that kind of worked out. And just growing up at prom, someone asked me to prom in a really nice way with flowers on top of a car at the beach, and I was like, yes, and the next day I called them, and I was like, no, I'm sorry, I can't go with you. So this kind of proceeded through college, too, with boys, and especially boys. But also at presidential elections, I was really for John Kerry because everyone said he was a flip-flopper, and I really related to that. I even had a T-shirt. It was awesome. So anyway, I get older, and I change my mind still a lot. And I think what's the biggest thing, though, is I change my mind. But like once I change my mind, I like go for it, like everything I do with 110%, even if I like right angle turn the next 20 minutes. And the one way I haven't really changed my mind in my entire life was meeting my preschool sweetheart. When I was 4, I fell in love really hard. And I think a lot of people can relate to like finding that person that they're like, I'm gonna marry you, and I'm 4, and I know. And I would look at this kid, and I would just see his ruby red lips and his blonde hair. And he had no idea who I was. Or, that I existed. I knew his best friend. I knew what little playground equipment he liked to play on, and he had nothing to do with me. This is Kyle McAfee. I remembered his name. And 25 years later, when Facebook came around, I was like, I'm going to look up Kyle McAfee. I didn't know how to spell his name. And I remember actually, you know, the security questions on bank things, you know, and they're like, what's your mom's maiden name? Not like you couldn't figure that out, but they're like, well, who's your first crush? And I was like, no one's going to get this. And I wrote Kyle McAfee and I'd spelled it wrong. And I just came up with that question like 2 years ago. And I was like, wow, I really fell hard for this kid, you know? So anyway, I'm a bit of a stalker. So I Facebook Kyle McAfee, and crazy enough, I actually kind of figured out how to spell it. Crazy enough, there was a Kyle McAfee like 3 people down, you know, and had mutual friends of a few people in Missoula. And I clicked on this guy's little thing, and he was tall and glasses, blonde hair, and I was skinny, and I was like, wow, those lips. Those look familiar. And you guys, no joke, I messaged this guy, really creepy, and I was like, hey, I'm Kelly Boma. Strange, did you go to Joytime Preschool in Lake Forest, Illinois? And he wrote back, his sweetheart, and he was like, yeah, I did. Did you? And I'm like, yes, he went there. Oh, he doesn't remember me at all. So anyway, so Kyle, this is Kyle, he's in Missoula, Montana, and the fact that I'm in Missoula, Montana is so random. I'm from Chicago, I moved to Jackson Hole, Wyoming on a whim to follow a boy 7 years ago, and I ended up at an MFA program here, totally random, And that the fact that Kyle McAfee moved here when he was 8 years old, and I had no idea where he had moved. You guys, let's pause for a moment. This is like Saren fucking Dippity. I'm sorry, I don't know if I can swear. You know what I mean? So anyway, he's like, oh, bummer, I'm moving to Brooklyn this week. And I'm like, what? So I meet Kyle, I didn't get to meet him, and he goes away for whatever. And you guys, I'm really not a stalker. I didn't even look at his Facebook profile for a year. I swear. I was really busy. So anyway, about a year later, I'm in the book exchange, getting some books. And this guy looks really, and I knew this was where Kyle worked before he moved. Anyway, you guys, it was on the Facebook profile. I never went there. He had moved. I'm like outside waiting for Kyle McAfee to come back. Okay, so he moved back. And you guys, I went back to my car and I looked on Facebook to see if he had moved back. And I was like, oh my God, he's back in Missoula. So I run back in the store. And I have my like knit cap on. Yeah, I'm cool, Caitlin. Uh-huh. And I look terrible. And I'm like, hi, does Kyle McAfee work here? And he's like, I'm Kyle McAfee. You guys, I met Kyle McAfee. So he wrote down my phone number in a really little post-it note. Golden. Not even a phone. But actually, he texted me later that night and the next day, or 2 days later, I think we went to Old Post for a date. Called my mom that night, and I was like, I think I really just met the guy I'm going to marry. Again. You guys, we've been dating ever since. I know. Now, wouldn't it be nice if the story ended there? But old habits die really, really hard. So I had a job in Jackson, Wyoming, where I had left a boyfriend of 6 years. And I went back to Jackson last summer, and I called Kyle on his birthday. And I said, I'm sorry, I think I have to give this another go with my ex. I know, right? On his birthday. You guys can throw things at me now. Oh, time's up. Okay, bye. So that was a big bummer. And you know when you make a decision, change your mind, and something's just not right? Something definitely wasn't right. I felt like I turned into a grandmother, and someone even said, you look really old. And I was like, oh. And life in Jackson is beautiful, and I thought everything was amazing, and it's like that script that Alex was just talking about. Like, my financially, part, we get married, have kids, everything was going to be great, okay? And then I got back, I left Jackson, came back to Montana, did kind of some soul searching for a couple weeks by myself, and I was like, you know what, I can't do this. So I broke it off with my ex, I changed my mind 3 weeks later. Poor guy. I reunited with Kyle more to apologize than anything. And of course, I was pretty devastated inside, but I didn't expect Kyle to be like, I love you, I'm so glad you came back, because that would be crazy. Pathetic, maybe, I don't know. But we've kind of like fell back in to hanging out, as you do. And we got pregnant 3 weeks later. I solidified that. That was the way I did that. Totally planned since I was 4. I was like, I'm going to have this baby. He's going to love me. So that's what happened. And I just wanted to say, kind of on the same theme, I think, instead of calling myself a flake, I think that it took me 30 years to really figure out how to listen to myself and call it the Saturn return or whatever. I truly think that I've been living the past couple years and since I've met Kyle kind of on the edge of the seat of my pants, but in a really good way and not the way I'm supposed to or think I'm supposed to live. And I think I have proof of that with the deepest love I've ever felt for anyone since I was 4 and even today with Kyle. And the product of that is our 3-week-year-old. Charlotte Rowan McAfee, who's back there. So thank you.
Tell Us Something is proud to be fiscally sponsored by Missoula Community Foundation, a 501c3 organization. Missoula Community Foundation has been providing leadership to Missoula nonprofits and inspiring long-term philanthropy in Missoula since 2007. For the good of Missoula, forever. MissoulaCommunityFoundation.org. Thank you for your support of live storytelling and local art. The bookstore at the University of Montana. A local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat hosts a variety of Montana-based artists and has become a destination for national touring musicians. In addition to great music, the Top Hat hosts comedy shows, film, performance art, and storytelling. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provide the music for the podcast. Find them at cashforjunkersmusic.com. Rock and Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people. Rockandrudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavolny of Missoula Soundworks. MissoulaSoundworks.com. And thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcasts, and especially to the storytellers. Brian Upton, Caitlin Hoffmeister, Tracy Worley, Stephen Begletter, Alex Alvier, Kelly Buma, Carla Thielen, and Lily Gladstone. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. Check the website to find out how you can tell your own story and to learn about themes for 2016. TellUsSomething.org. Thanks for listening.